So firstly, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who asked me some questions. I think for the most part, you were quite gentle with me. A couple of you were not quite so gentle with me. I will work my way through, hopefully answering as many as possible. Okay, so among the four parts of the Miss Havisham series that I recorded, which one of them would I like to actually do in real life? Obviously, Miss Havisham is a character, and I wouldn't ever condone underage touching, kissing. Yeah, I could get my ass thrown in jail. So, for the realms of this, we'll say that of legal age, I actually do believe the first part where the older woman helps the younger guy to understand what masturbating is all about. Yeah, I think that could be quite hot. Since I'm British, do I have a favourite accent or accents that really turn me on? Yeah, I was asked this a little while ago, actually. There are a few accents that really do it for me. I have a fascination with certain accents from the States. There are certain accents within the UK that also do it for me. One thing they all seem to have in common is that they are quite deep, gruff, gravelly. And I do like a good growl. Where's one place in the world that I would like to visit that I haven't been to yet? I've been incredibly lucky and I have travelled quite extensively. I've done Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, quite a few places around Europe. I've travelled through the Middle East and Singapore. I've done a few little places in the States. And shortly I'm going to be doing my first visit to Canada. Well, transiting through Canada. As I said, though, I am incredibly lucky that I have travelled to most of the places on my bucket list. I think it would be somewhere luxurious, like the Caribbean or the Seychelles. Some deserted island somewhere that I could be pampered. Do I have any pets or have I had a favourite pet in the past? Yes. It's actually coming up to a year that I lost my dog. She was an amazing dog. She was a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Such a ferocious breed. She was the biggest protector of my children ever. She was amazing. And I miss her terribly. If you were to tie me to the bed, would I prefer handcuffs, ropes, or something I could easily get out of if I wanted? If we had developed a trust, then rope me down to the bed. Yeah, just rope me down and do lots of really nice things to me. And what's my favourite position? Okay. Unfortunately, my sex life doesn't live up to the fantasies that I have. And there are lots and lots of positions that I would love to try. Some of them would be tied down and... Do you know, if I'm completely honest, the position that I want to be in is tied to a St. Andrew's cross and... Yeah, just taken. Just, yeah. What kinks did I bring to GWA and have I collected any new kinks during my stay? I didn't really bring any kinks to GWA. I was quite naive, quite innocent. And yes, I have picked up many new kinks along the way. I love the idea of having a daddy. I really do. I seem to be a mummy to people. not quite sure how I've managed that, but yeah, I would love a daddy. I would love someone to want to take care of me and to, dare I say it, to punish me if I misbehave too much, which is probably most of the time, if I'm honest. What's my favourite GWA that I've recorded and why? Okay. A lot of the older female, younger male ones that I've recorded have been fun. I recorded a military style one. Now that was amazing because that was written for me. And the scriptwriter really, really took on board the elements that I wanted and created an amazing script. Now that was fun. For the most out there fun one that I did an Alexandra Graham Bell. And I also did a maiden who rescued a knight after he fought a Jabberwocky. They were all fun. They really were. And what's my favourite that I listen to? Wow. There are a couple that I come back to listen to. One of them is a secretary who... the secretary is forced to perform acts for her boss. And the another one is it's a really, really gentle sort of a boyfriend experience type audio. See, I have such eclectic taste that I can literally range from a secretary in stocking suspenders and no panties to the girlfriend experience laying in bed being cuddled. How long did I lurk before I decided to record? I didn't lurk all that long, to be honest. Have I tried my hand at script writing? Yes, I have. I believe I've done 4 or 5 very short scripts. And the one that I'm working on at the moment, it's going to be an awful lot longer. But I've had some encouragement from a certain individual, and between us, we fully intend to ruin Disney. So it's quite fun that I'm enjoying writing it. So hopefully that will come across. And how do I find the time to do this wonderful act of mercy for all you sinners? It's a balancing act, which is why there are times I go quiet. I have a young family and work commitments, and I tend to find a number of scripts that I like, record them, and then I can take my time to edit them and release them. So what are my views about consensual incest? That sort of depends on the age. I have read a lot of erotic books, and I do tend to enjoy consensual incest books. So I realise it's taboo. I realise it's illegal in some parts of the world. But sometimes if it's who you fall in love with, then it's who you fall in love with. Do I like hot dogs more than burgers? Yes, I much prefer hot dogs. What's my favourite movie? Wow. Okay. My favourite movie at the moment, it's probably not a particularly well-known one, but my favourite movie for when I need to be cheered up, because it makes me laugh the whole way through, is something called The Ugly Truth. And I imagine most of you out there are not going to know what I'm talking about. Who's my favourite film director? I don't really have a favourite film director. I just know what films I like. Do I find happiness by giving someone a ruined orgasm? I have to my knowledge, only actually ever asked one person to do it. And they told me they'd done it. Never actually seen it with my own eyes or performed it in relation to finding happiness by it. I'm going to sit on the fence and say I don't know, because unless I've experienced it or witnessed it, I'm not sure how I'm going to feel. Do I ever browse 4chan? I'm going to show my naivety here and say no, because I don't know what it is. Have I ever thought of recording something that's gently loving? The way my voice sounds makes people feel warm and cozy. I have actually recorded something gentle and loving, which I am going to release to my own page, because it's obviously not suitable for GWA because it doesn't fit any of the parameters. So yeah, if you'd like to take a listen and tell me if you think it's any good, I'd be grateful. Do I have any colourful, funny stories from my time recording audio, like bloopers? I've been asked on a number of occasions to release an audio that contains all my bloopers. The hardest audio I ever recorded for bloopers was one that swore all the way through, and it was a tongue twister with swearing, and I kept getting it wrong. And I was absolutely killing myself trying to record this damn audio and then having to cleverly edit out all my fuck-ups. My favourite ice cream. It's got to be something with cherries in it. I do like cherries. Okay. What's something I fantasise about when I want to linger in my fantasy without pushing myself over the edge? I will fantasize about, not that I would ever find it, but two guys wanting to penetrate me at the same time. But two guys both teasing me with their cocks before they actually push their way into me. That can keep me on edge for quite some time. Have I ever found a particular word or phrase by another poster that has stuck with me and I keep going back to listen to mainly for that part? Yes, there are a few words and phrases that make me melt, and I do listen to them frequently. And one of them is good girl, and I'm not giving anything else away, because then you will all use that and tease me mercilessly. I just want to thank everyone again for asking me the questions. I hope that I've answered your questions, and again, just to thank you for your support in listening to me. So thank you again for listening to me rambling on, and I hope you feel that I've answered your questions. Have a good evening.